To open the portals this morning so that we can function in the dimensions of heaven. So that the things of the immortals can begin to rest upon us this morning. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive? Are you sure? You know, the things of God are quite mystical. Before God launched me out to begin ministering to the body of Christ, I'd gone through a lot of trainings. A lot of trainings, Living Faith, Christ Embassy. I'd served ministries and ministers of the Lord. When God wanted to launch me out to begin ministering to the body of Christ, I was in a vision and I saw myself sitting somewhere with two young ladies. And on the other side, I saw Reverend Hughes instructing and directing people. And the Lord told me, where you are standing, you are wrong. If you want to go forward, cross over to the other side. And I had to join myself with God's servant. And when I came there, I thought it was about doctrine. You know, we prided ourselves in what we knew. And God led me to him. So I came, I said, okay, let's hear what he's teaching. And after a week or two, I told Reverend I wanted to learn. I wanted to be a part of what was happening. And Reverend took me to join the ushering department and told me, you grow through the ladder. That was a prophetic message for me in that season. The Lord deliberately used him to crush the pride element, the arrogant element that would defy the texture and the witness of the message he wanted me to bring to the body of Christ. And I was there for a year, 8 months, thereabout, serving. And a day came, Reverend told me, come and sit in front with me. I didn't know God was promoting me. And from there, things began to break up. So the final chiseling of my life and ministry to do what I'm doing now, it was God's servant, Reverend Hughes, that was used to bring me that level of refinement. You see, God is awesome. And today we have the privilege of relationship. I see him like an elder brother that he is. I see him like a mentor that he is. And I see him like a father that he is. And this morning is my privilege to be here to share the word of the Lord with us. Please clap hands for Jesus as we honor God's servant, Reverend Hughes. And it's my honor to recognize our mama in the house. Please celebrate your faithfulness, Abu. She's my friend, but she's also my mama. And my wife must be like you. Are you ready to receive this morning? I salute the leadership of the New Nation family. Reverend Tena, thank you so much. It's so good to see you again. And everybody in the leadership, it's a great honor. Please lift your hands toward heaven if you are ready to receive this morning. Talk to the Lord. I came here to teach and to establish counsel this morning. But Reverend said, feel free to flow. So, while I'm teaching, at any point the river begins to flow. Will begin to flow. Because when he spoke, he gave me the empowerment. And on the strength of that utterance, we will glide. Talk to the Lord. We are about to move now. Ah, Minister from the glory, you have to be patient. The power of God is like a lightning rod. It's a resource that flows from God. But the glory of God is the weight, is the essence, is the nature of God. You can release the power of God almost immediately, but when is the glory, you wait, because that one is majesty. It descends like a dew. It descends. It rests gradually, gradually. So what we are trying to do, we are aligning with the protocol of the glory. If you don't understand the glory, you won't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to ascend and align so that I can minister from the glory. I can stir this place up in 5 minutes. But if you want to minister from the glory, you wait for His majesty. You see, kings don't run. They don't run. Everything follows their protocol. If a glory wants to appear, everything will be renovated to capture His essence. And men have to be patient. That's what we are doing this morning.
You reign, God. You are mighty on the throne. Madabari Sabahata. Berahabai La Sadina. Dagali Parasidabai. Melikapare Sabata Lakai. Sazani Malendra Paria. Malagadaga Shatabanda Lakai. Aziza Sabandre Kabo Sadaba. Yelabina Brandaziza Zavakada. Rakatava Sadakada Hadakada Rakabaila Sabendri Paradai Zekosabondre Tilabaya.
You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, God, you are mighty on your throne.
You reign,
Listen. If you can pray the Holy Ghost, pray now. If you can pray, pray now. The first layer is beginning to rest. The first layer, like a white cloud, is beginning to rest. It's beginning to rest. The first layer. Oh! You raise, you ancient Zion City, Kadosh. You see, the first layer of the glory is beginning to rest. Many people know the power of God, they don't know the glory of God. That's why we are not heavy. We talk, we are light, we are shallow. We talk fast, but there's no weight. Because we don't know glory. We know power, we don't know glory. See, there is white cloud. The cloud of God is coming into this building. Let me tell you. I saw a quick vision. And there was something like a crown on a young lady's head. Like a crown. And it began to envelop her. And suddenly, he lifted this person from the ground. And shifted the person from the shore of this nation. See, these are men are changed. These are men are transformed. He said, we all with open faces, beholding as in the glass, the image of the Lord, we are metamorphosed. There is something the glory does. It shifts you. I am the administrator of what's happening now by the strength of the Spirit. And I want to teach. If we puncture this thing now, there's a young lady that will start crying now. Okay, stop the keyboard. Let me explain what I'm saying so they will understand. There's somebody that will start crying now. Stop playing everything. The weight will become heavy on that person. You'll start crying. Because something, an operation of the Spirit is about to happen to you. This person will start crying. Crying effort. You can't even hold yourself. You'll start weeping, 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 weeping. It's a weight. This is not power. This is the glory. If I begin to administer what is happening here now, we will continue to the end of the service. Father! One of them is already here. Lord, let the administration of the glory rest on three persons now, so that there be a change, a change, a change, a change, a change, a change. Holy Ghost! This is not emotion, it's not music. It's a protocol of the Spirit. When you align, you come out heavy, heavy. Moses was not interacting with power on Mount Sinai. He was interacting with the glory. When he came out, he became a god. Adiyah. Listen. Your afflictions are about to go. See, when the glory comes down, you rest. It's God walking. Anything you think can happen. Anything you imagine will happen. Anything. Let me show you something. You know, we need to teach believers the way of the supernatural. We struggle too much. Instead of coming to start making decrees, sometimes wait. When the glory rests on you, you begin to change things. Is there anybody here that has a joint pain? Maybe your waist, your knee, you can't. It's locked, you can't move easily. Is there anybody here like that? Come. It's not word of knowledge. I just want to show you something so you know where we are. And you know you can change your situations now. Come up, come up, come up. Is there anybody here that has an issue with your eye? You can't see clearly. Is there anybody like that? Come. I want to show you something. That glory is superior to power. Where do you have faith? On your knee. Come. I will pray for her. We are somewhere. That's what I'm telling you. We are somewhere. Don't stand here. Do like this. Do like this. Don't worry. Do it 5 times. The pain will just go. What happened to what's your challenge? There's pain here. Is it there now? I want to deal with something now. It's there now. Do like this. Don't worry. It's so hard. You can't do it, right? Do it. After the third time, it will start going. Don't worry. Don't struggle. Do it again. Spirit of victory. The pain will be going on its own. Mama, how do you feel? Nobody's praying for nobody. What's your challenge? Okay, if you have pain on your leg, just lift your leg. When you come to the glory, everything you do can channel power. Just shake your leg. It will go. If you have pain on your waist, bend it. In the glory, you don't need to minister. God ministers. If you know it, you can change anything around your life. Mama, what's wrong with you? Here, and your waist. I'm thinking of something. You know, Mama is old, so she's not a young person. She can't pretend. Your back is paining you. Now, take put on her back. Most times we are not patient with God. It takes patience to download. The glory has not rested. This is just a measure. If we continue worshiping for 15 minutes, it will become strong. People will not be able to stand. You will just be crying. People will be weeping. People will be repenting on their own. On their own. Whose knee is still locked or who is still with pain? Don't try to help God. Don't try to be nice. Is there anybody here who still has pain? Yours is reducing, but it's still there. Is yours there? Okay, use them. Good. How about you? You are still feeling it. How is the condition? Is it reduced? You couldn't do this before, but now you can. How about you? It's better. Don't try to help God. Don't attempt to help God. I'm teaching you how you administer it. See, sometimes you stay in your house for a while and you generate glory. You just walk around your house, things will change. You won't pray, you just walk around your house. The demons will go. Nobody will talk to them. They will know another element has been downloaded. You couldn't bend before. Now can you do it?
For a long time. Like, I can't. I go like
that. Attempt it, let's see. Hope you know I've not prayed. I've not used my faith. I've not used any anointing. We are just playing with an atmosphere that looks to somebody like a joke. God bless you, Mom. God bless you. No, it's okay. It's okay. You are too conscious. Do you know why I'm teaching them this? So they will learn to build consciousness around the atmosphere of the glory. We believe in power. We believe in laying of hands. We believe in so many things. That's why we don't do a lot of things on our own. How is he feeling? Yes, but it's reducing, right? Those of you with eye condition, look into my eyes. What's your eye challenge? so you can't see far. What's your own challenge? Sister, come. What's your challenge? Ah, yours is in the night. How do we verify this? I'm trying to think of what I will do that will not amount to praying for her. Okay, go and look into the fan. I don't want to pray. Go and do the same. We know power, but we don't know the glory. Mama, check your back. Mama said the thing where they do have plenty. It took plenty. There was pain here. There was pain on your back. Lift your hand, let me see. Don't worry, just do what I'm doing. Sister, come and check. What couldn't you read before? Come and attempt it now. I'm trying so hard not to minister to anybody. How does it feel now?
Small. It's reducing.
This is atmosphere based, no prayer. No, just do what you're doing. How do you do, sister? Sorry? It's blurry. You couldn't read that before. They are blurry. Look again. I told you when it comes to the glory, what do? Be patient. Be patient. Let it be resting. If I pray for her, it will almost be immediately. And they make noise. Quack, quack, quack. Check the back. Come and see. It's going down, right? Yours is in the night. So you verify only the night. I will pray for people. I'm just showing you something. I will pray. If you sit down, you know if you stand up. But now, how your hand? You see that she couldn't lift it up fully before. How your leg? It's remaining the back. Turn it. How is your leg? Don't forget yourself. How's your leg? It's fine now. This one. Yours is still the right leg. You are feeling pain. Yours is fine. Come. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm shifting her consciousness from her leg to the environment. Her mind is on her leg, not the environment. That's everything I'm doing here. So walk like this. The moment her consciousness shifts to the environment, things change. Many Christians don't know the glory. I do the leg like this, let me see. How does it feel? It's not making the noise before. The noise is gone now. Do you know what happened to you? Your mind is leading your leg to what's happening. Walk again 2 times. How does it feel now? It feels better. Sister, come. Maybe you forgot yourself in front of the fire. Look again. Don't try to help God. Don't try to. Is there any improvement?
I will pray for this one now.
How do you feel? How do you feel? You feel better? Wait. Don't be in a rush. Do like this. Do this right. To the right. To the right. To the left. 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 Be doing it. Be doing it. Be doing it. Don't struggle. Can you bend forward now? Would you do that before? Don't worry, don't be conscious of yourself. You see that it's greatly improved. Let me pray for her now. The pain will go. You will see something. They know the power. They don't know the glory. If you know the glory, you become a priest over your life. But if you know only the power, you'll be dependent on somebody all the time. Go! Help her, help her. Don't help God. Sorry? Is there improvement?
Yes, sir.
Is it greatly improved?
Yes, sir.
You could see better than before? Lift your hands toward heaven. We are about to start now. You may sit down. God bless you. Sit down. Let me do a brief teaching now. When I'm done teaching, then I'll do power. My keyboard is always laughing at me. God bless you. Yes, so this morning, just help her. Don't worry, leave her. Go! Okay, help mama. Help mama. Keep mama there for a while. Keep mama for a while. Just keep her. Keep her and cover her for a while. Let me share with us. Reverend, allow me to teach for a while. When we come here, let's receive from your fountain as well. I want to do a teaching this morning. Listen, when you go home, don't be in a rush to start repeating what you have mastered. Sometimes you come to the place of prayer, you are calm. Just stay there. Don't say anything. You are saturating yourself. You will become heavy. Very heavy. When you come to a place when you talk, even your walls will be heavy. Because your walls are not powerful, they are full of glory. I didn't know this. I was fasting, praying in tongues for long. In fact, the first time God began to put density on my walls, I went for a meeting with Reverend in the orientation camp. And Reverend came and said, something have changed about you. He said, I know you before. You talk intelligently. Everywhere is charged. But today, those walls were heavy. And when I speak, people weep. People cry. People are overwhelmed. They don't know it's the glory. Your walls can be coated with power. It can create changes. But when your walls is coated with glory, it deposits God. They are two different things. You see how difficult it was for them to be sensitive to the environment. They are conscious of themselves. But the moment you come and say, Lord, they know a man of God has come. So they know how to relate with the man carrying power. But they can't relate with the atmosphere of God. And most times, it is what you carry that changes your story. Not what was given to you. Christians must begin to carry things. The men of old carried so much glory that they entered places and things changed. Things changed on their own accord. I was sharing with Reverend how that 2 weeks ago, I was driving from the vigil and I came around. Amazingly, they celebrated my birthday there a few days before. And when I approached the place, at about 3 a.m., it was littered with cars. And I saw young ladies coming out almost naked. I said, this place used to be an event center. What is happening? I stepped down to look, and I was amazed that the place had become a club. I now quickly told myself, I said, what will you tell these people now that they will change? What will you do here to create a revival? You say you are a revivalist. Can you enter this place now and create a change? And the stories I knew began to come to my mind. I heard a story once, how Rahad Bonke went to preach somewhere in the night. And as he was preaching, he was hearing sound from across the road. And he went out to find out what was happening, and it was a club. And he entered the club. Now, if you even enter the club, it's a problem. He entered the club and he told the DJ stop. The DJ looked at him like and stopped. Hope you know that stop is not the English meaning. He said stop, and the DJ upped the sound, and everybody turned and were like, hey, what's going on? And he said, little one, sit down. And everybody that turned in anger, when they looked at him, they sat down. And he said, I have something I want to tell you. Sit down. And when he spoke to them, everybody repented, including the club owner. And the next week, that place became a church. And I told myself, you are a preacher. You are not a revivalist. You are a preacher. The difference is glory. He carried something. What he carried was louder than the music. When a man carries glory, sometimes you want to attack him. And then you look at him and you will go back. You won't know what. You will go back. He doesn't need to talk. When he looks at you, you will. But they practice the presence. They spend hours there, quiet, in God's presence. But we are not patient. Meanwhile, that's not my message this morning, so let me allow it. You are mighty on your throne. Jack me up now. I want to share with us this morning his church service. I want to share with us this morning something that we will need in order to be perpetual victors in life. The forces fighting against our destinies are too many. You wake up in the morning, right from the very morning, you start sensing all forms of attacks. Sometimes from the people living around you to provoke you so that your day will be spoiled. Sometimes from the very first day of the week, your day is spoiled. And the whole week follows a negative precedence. Protocol, rather, because of the precedence that was generated. And you don't know why.
It's like that. There are numerous spirits creating negative patterns to frustrate your destiny. Sometimes even when you go to sleep at night, these demons come even into your dreams. The reason is because the demons are too many. So some of them don't have a location in the daytime. You know, the Bible said 1/3 of the angels fell. And there are over 100 trillion angels. Now there are about 8 billion people in the world. 1/3 of 100 trillion will require that for demons to be adequately disbursed, at least one man will have 1,400 demons. Now, if you have 1,400 demons, how many hours are in a week? So even if demons are deployed per hour, it will not be enough. So some of them, because they don't have a location, they have to come in the dream. This is the enormous forces that are marshaled against our destinies. So in order to succeed in this life, we must live by definite mysteries. Because one of the things that confounds the demonic realm are the mysteries of God. He said if the princes of this world had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the advantage that the believer has that makes him live as if the devil does not exist are the mysteries that are available to him. If you see a believer who is defeated, he is defeated because he doesn't have mysteries enough to procure victory for him. And this morning, I want to share with us one of the basic mysteries that releases the power and the glory of God that makes for our advantage in life. When you complain and you are struggling, there are people who are not aware there is struggle. This country that whatever is done results in agitation. And I'm not saying protests are bad. But while you are protesting, some people are not aware. Some people don't know when last they changed the fuel price. Because even if it's 1,000 naira, they will buy. And they will buy comfortably. And I'm not advocating that the prices should be unreasonably increased. But I'm telling you, there is a realm of rest that a man can sit. That whatever the devil does, he doesn't notice. The devil will bring his best weapons. That man will not know what is happening. If you tell him there is darkness, he will say, where is it? If you tell him there is poverty, you say, well, I didn't notice. You tell him, can you imagine? The bag of rice now has become too expensive. He doesn't even know how much because he buys them in bulk. And when they buy, he doesn't even remember to collect change. There are certain people that if they send you, even if the change is 10,000, if you bring the change, they'll look at you and say, no. 1 month's salary is somebody else's change. There are people today that if they send you on an errand, they will never collect the change. And sometimes they will send you 10 times in a day. And then you come back, you say, sir, this is the balance. They say, come on. Yes, sir, it's much. The balance is 20,000. You now look at it and laugh. And then he will send you again. And then you will come with balance of 5,000. And you say, sir, why are you stressing yourself? You know, is this thing not too much? What you call too much is something somebody else doesn't notice. The reason people walk in rest is because they have mysteries. Mysteries are our true advantage in life. Your advantage is not the human connection you have. Your advantage is not the systemic connection you have. Your advantage is the mystery that you are walking with. Because that mystery will make you a victor in life. So when a Christian becomes wise, what he does is that he looks for a way to understand the things that makes men real, makes men champion, and makes men rulers in this world. This is one of the things I want to share with us this morning. The power of God is released in the direction of his wisdom. And the wisdom of God is the mystery of God. Most times when we advance these kingdom systems, the people in the world begin to attack what we do. And Christians, because most of them are babes, they follow the people of the world. For example, if a pastor begins to teach on giving, the world system, they come up and begin to say things like they are extorting people, they are trying to defraud people, they are criminals. And because Christians are babes, they follow the people of the world to antagonize a mystery in the kingdom. Because they don't know that we are in different kingdoms. In the kingdom of the world, you can rise by cheating. You can rise by defrauding. You can rise by wickedness. You can rise by violence. But you can't do that in this kingdom. So the way they prosper is different from the way we prosper. So when we are advancing how we prosper, the people of the world cannot understand it. Now, because many Christians are babes, when we showcase and teach the things that make for our advantage, because they don't know it, they fight it. And believers who are babes also join them to fight it. And that's why they never become anything. Somebody said something. It said those who don't prosper, they are complaining against every kingdom strategy of prosperity. Whereas those who prosper never complain. Every time you come and you talk about what makes men prosper, it is those who are not prospering that fight it. Those who are prospering never fight it. They rather do it much more and they prosper more. But the poor man keeps fighting it, and the more he fights it, he's poor. And he will never learn to find out. I am in church with this brother. He is always doing this thing and he's not complaining. Me who is complaining, the quality of my life is not as much as that of his. Why won't I learn what he's doing? Wisdom is far from them. There is a mystery for rest. There is a mystery for prosperity in life. There is a mystery for victory. There is a mystery for success. And if you don't know it, no matter how you struggle, you will fail. Because your effort will never be enough until there is a supernatural wisdom that powers it. The Bible said the labor of the foolish wearies every one of them. Why? They know not how to get into the city. Many people are laboring and they believe that just by laboring they will prosper. But he said, if you don't know how to go to the city, your labor will weary you out. That's why the more certain people do, the more they become weak. The more they become poor. The more they become helpless. So you see somebody walking, while he was younger, it looks as if he will prosper. When he has worked for 30 years, he becomes weaker. And then you are asking him, you have been on this assignment for 30 years. How come the more you get on this assignment, the weaker you become? It's because it's the labor of the foolish. There's no mystery added to it. Meanwhile, that same thing he's doing, somebody else can be doing it, and every year he's shifting. And then you are wondering, what is going on? There is a mystery. He has an advantage. And it doesn't matter whether it is spiritual or secular. The impact of mystery are, the impact of a mystery has no regard for whether it is spiritual or secular, because they are universal. If a man jumps from this building, if he's an apostle, he will fall. If he's a fornicator, he will fall. Because that law is what? Universal. The same way when a mystery is applied, it is universal. And the reason we get church folks to do these things first is because if they don't, if the unbeliever comes and does it, the unbeliever will begin to prosper. Do you know why many politicians are wicked yet they prosper? Because we allow them into our churches to do the things that our brethren refuse to do. And when they do the things our brethren refuse to do, the power of that law is activated in their favor. So no matter how you pray for them to fall, they will never fall, because they are functioning by a mystery. Meanwhile, the brethren that are in church, who are supposed to be the first partakers, they refuse to do it. And the politician throws into church one day and does something that the whole church has refused to do for 1 year. And he leaves the church with 1 year blessing. And then you are wondering, how come this man is wicked but is prospering? He's functioning by a mystery. They said they want to build church auditorium. They are announcing it every day. Believers assume the pastor wants to steal from them and they refuse to do it. And then they have Thanksgiving service and the governor comes. The senator comes. And then they say, how much is the church building? They say it's 10 million. They say, I will give all. He gives 10 million, throw out of the church. That very day he fornicates. The next day he steals from government. Yet he's prospering. Because what God gave to be the advantage of the church, they allow the unbeliever to throw in and to carry it. So you don't know why they are evil, yet they prosper. They take advantage of what you refuse to take advantage of. You say the guy is a Yahoo boy. He's a Yahoo boy. But he's the one sponsoring everything church wants to do. And the pastor will not know where the money came from. The pastor only showed them a mystery, and the Yahoo boy applied it. What he's doing is evil, but he's working by a mystery. And the moment he walks by that mystery, he keeps prospering. Meanwhile, 1,000 people are in church failing. You are doing an honorable job, but there is nothing to make it work. The Yahoo boy is doing a dishonorable job, but he has activated a mystery. Hope you know that when a Christian farms, it will grow. Cultivates, it will grow. When a thief cultivates, it will also grow. Because the law that makes for growth is universal. The same way these laws are universal. If a Yahoo boy comes to apply it, it will work for him. You who is a believer praying in tongues, if you don't apply it, it will not work. This may not sound powerful this morning, but this is why men prosper and their prosperity is forever. I want to show you something this morning, so that you will enter into rest. And I pray you get it because you are young. Your life is still ahead of you. Many people pray, many people fast, but they go nowhere. They don't know why. Bishop Oedeko said he has been in the kingdom for a long time, and he has seen that many prayer warriors are gallant failures. As important as praying is, if prayer is all you have, you will have answers that prayer deliver on. But prayer doesn't answer to all things. There are so many mysteries in this kingdom that constitute an advantage. And I want to share with us this morning the mystery of giving. I want to teach us this morning on the mystery of giving. So you will know why many Christians are poor. When you see a poor Christian, it's not because he's not righteous. When you see a poor Christian, it's because he's not giving. Because if he's in this kingdom, what makes for his prosperity is giving. So he has violated the law. He goes to join the farmer to apply the principle of hard work. He goes to join the academician to apply the principle of academic excellence. All of that is beautiful, but he will only reap from those laws. What is his true advantage? He negates it. And if Christians are not prosperous, the kingdom will not advance. So one of the outlets of kingdom advancement is the prosperity of the saints. If Christians are not prosperous, the kingdom will not advance. Have you gone to ministries where everybody is an intercessor? But they are only in one location. They are happy because they are touching the world from there. But they are in one location. All of them can pray all night for 1 year. And that's very beautiful. But the ministry has no impact. Because nobody is prospering. Prosperity is key in kingdom advancement. And today I want to show us the mystery that makes kingdom advancement through prosperity possible. Is the mystery of giving. Everything that works in this kingdom works by the power of God. And there are three channels through which the power of God is accessed. The first channel for accessing the power of God is in the spirit. The Bible said in Luke 4:14, it said, Jesus returned in the power of the spirit. He said, be strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6:10, and in the power of his might. So there is power in God. If you tap into that power, you can wield that power. There's another place where the power of God dwells. Is in the gospel. In Romans 1:16, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He said, it's the power of God unto salvation to every man that believeth. So there is power in the gospel. The third place where you find the power of God is in the human spirit. He said in Ephesians 4:20, he said, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that is within you. So the intelligence of power is tied to appropriating the power in the spirit, appropriating the power in the gospel, and appropriating the power within you. The power in the spirit is appropriated when you yield to the Holy Ghost. It said, and the spirit drove Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. As he yielded to the spirit, he returned in the power of the spirit. The power within you is appropriated when you stay it. The sister came up this morning, and what she was saying on the microphone, we didn't hear her. But after a while, when they began to worship, she became like a lioness. And suddenly she was roaring. The sister that ministered here before Reverend came up. You know, the first time she came up, what she was saying, how many of you heard her? We literally didn't hear her. But after a while, she had stirred something in her spirit. She became a lioness. That's the power within. You stir it. The power in the gospel is appropriated by faith. The power in the Holy Ghost is appropriated by yieldedness. The power within you is appropriated by stirring. The mystery I want to teach us today releases the power in the gospel. And that power makes for salvation. The truth of this mystery is captured in the gospel. The moment it is understood, the measure of power power that is in the gospel is released in your life. This is the power we want to tap into this morning. The first thing that this mystery does is that it empowers you. And when it empowers you, it empowers the kingdom. I said giving is what? The power that is in the gospel. Right? And when that power is unlocked, what does it do? It activates you. It empowers you to be able to shift the kingdom forward. Let me show you a few scriptures. This has always been God's strategy. And I want to show you how this works. Pardon me. I'm trying to take it casually like this so that everybody will follow me. You know, most times where people come for a meeting now, all they are looking for is fire. They want to speak in tongues. They want to run. They want to be slain by the anointing. But these little things is what changes people's life. How does giving empower the believer? Let me show you first. First, it is God's strategy. And if it is God's strategy, there is something he does. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, it is the same. Because truth is truth. Anywhere it is found. Whether it's in the Old Testament, it is truth. Whether it's in the New Testament, it is truth. If you look at Exodus 29 verse 1 to 9, God wanted to build a temple. And there were many ways by which God could build a temple for himself. But God insisted that not want it, God will have no choice. If God wants to do a project here now, and a drunk throws out and comes to give for that project, the drunk will go with the blessing. And the blessing that is meant for new nation will go with the drunk. So when a pastor is teaching this subject, he's not so impressed that people gave. He's more impressed in who is giving. Because who is giving is more important to him than the money that came. If his brethren are the ones that are giving, he is happy because he knows they will be empowered. But if a stranger throws in and gives all the money, it becomes a problem. Reverend Chris shared a testimony. When he started, they want to do a project. This man said, how much is it? He said, I will give all. And the church will clap. They want to do another project. He said, I will give all. And everybody will clap. Ah, more grace. Ah, you are so generous. After 2 years, they discover the man started changing cars. The man was building houses everywhere. So one day he came and said they wanted to buy chairs. And the man said, Pastor, sir, I will give all. Another friend said, no, you will not give all this time. We see that you have been giving all. And you who is giving all have been buying cars. How come we are trekking? We will not give all this time. Because it is God's strategy of empowering his people. That was why God insisted that his people should give. Because when they give, the blessing will rest. And I will show you. The first thing I want to show you is that this is how God has operated with his people from day one. The moment he carried them out of Egypt, he said, teach them laws, teach them statutes, teach them ordinances. This is one of the ordinances that God taught them. He said, bring of your substance and give for the building of the house of the Lord. And Moses collected everything from the people and blessed them. In 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 1 to 9, God wanted to build again. And God never resorted to people. God came back to his people. You know, sometimes when you are even preaching something like this among young people, you say, these people are students. What do they have? You are trying to take the little that they have to eat. No, you are not taking the little that they have. You are preparing a future for them. Because the little they have, they may give all of it for a recharge card. The recharge card will finish that semester. But what they sow into the project of God becomes immortal. That's why when Mary gave, he said, this thing that she has done, wherever this gospel is preached, it shall be preached as a memorial. That means when you give into God's project, you have made yourself eternal and immortal like that project that you sowed into. So God has kept this strategy from day one. And that strategy has remained like that. Solomon wanted to build. He said, tell the people of God to give of their substance. If you don't have money and you need to sell your watch to give, do it quickly. If you don't wear watch for one semester, you will not die. But what you will receive, you will need it for tomorrow. I'm telling you, as one that has obtained mercy of God, I have given my watch, I've given my shoe in church before and trekked home. It looked foolish when we were doing it. But today, many people look at us and say, well, what is happening? It will take 1 year. It will take 3 months. I look at them and laugh. You don't know where I'm standing. This month, don't worry. Let me not be faster than I will show you some things this morning. He said, hey, don't worry. After 6 months, it will fall. We know. He's just running everywhere. You are a joker. After 50 years, I will be here. It's not pride. It's a mystery. I know what I've tapped into. And I will share it as I proceed. This is when God wants to bless a people, by all means, he tells them to give something. Because when they give, they commit God's integrity. That's why God will never ask the heathen to give to him. Never. You will never hear God ask the heathen, say, come and give to me. He doesn't need their offering. He said their offering is an abomination before God. Because when they give, they compare God to bless them. And he doesn't want to bless them. But when God tells his people to give, they assume that God is interested in the little that they have, because they don't understand that they are activating a mystery. In the New Testament church, in Acts chapter 2 from verse 43 to 44, and Acts chapter 4 from verse 33 to 38, that was the same strategy God used. If I start reading these scriptures, I will remain here. I will be seeing things, so I'm just quoting it. Go and read it. The early church had nothing. They were being persecuted. They were running from cave to cave. If you have studied church history, you will discover that those guys lived like animals. They were slaughtering them on sight. Yet, while they were jumping from cave to cave, they were giving their all. Why were the preachers not having pity for them? And saying, no. These people don't have much. If you pity them, you have killed them. When you take from them, you have empowered them. Because that's the only way God will be obligated to favor them, whether they like it or not. A man who gives compares God to bless him. So even the guy who doesn't have, he says, say what you have and give. The Bible said concerning Barnabas, he said he sold his land, that is his inheritance, and he brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet, and the apostles collected it. Is this not wickedness? The only thing your father left for you, these apostles preached you into giving it. You know, we don't preach giving. And because we don't preach giving, some people say we are accurate preachers. Because the moment you start talking about giving, they say, Kai, this man is not a thief. Every pastor that preached giving, they say he's a thief. Meanwhile, those are the people empowering the church. Every time you don't preach about giving or you don't talk about money, they say, yes, this is a righteous man. This is a righteous man. Because that's how the world thinks. The world say, get all you can and can all you get. Get it, hide it, keep it for yourself. So every time you talk and it looks as if you are going near what they have, they think you want to steal from them. But we don't think like that, because we are in a different kingdom. And the things that makes for our advantage are different. So God will always get his people to give. Why is that so? See why it is so. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. He says, give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Will God cause? That's where the God equation comes in. God will not cause anything to happen except you begin to give. What makes God to begin to manipulate men in your advantage? What makes God to begin to manipulate the elements of this world in your advantage is when you begin to give. He said the God equation is introduced when you give. He said when you give, God will cause men. You see why some people are struggling and say they don't have. Some people are receiving alert around 2 a.m. in the morning. 2 a.m. Sometimes I carry my phone around 1 a.m. and I receive an alert. And I'm asking myself, is it that this person is not sleeping? Because even in his dream, the Holy Ghost go and say, wake up. Send that money to Mike now. And then he wakes up and say, I had an encounter. And he go and look for my account number and he send the money. Meanwhile, I'm resting. I wake up every morning to meet a lot. Every morning. And I've seen some today. It's not because I'm a preacher. He said, when you give, God will do what?
He will cause men. There's a manipulative equation in God that will never be activated in your favor until you begin to give. You can be on campus. You saw the sister that testified. She received 4 alerts. 4 alerts in 1 week. If she was very tall and fair and elegant, you say, where is the alert coming from? Where is the alert coming from? Are you sure this your testimony is true? But when you looked at her, you knew she was innocent. So that alert that came must have been the manipulation of God. This is where the faith element comes in. God comes into the equation. The Bible says something in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, from verse 1 to 6. It began to show us how foolish it is for man to depend on the systems of this world. You may be working with Chevron. You may be working with the oil company. And you think because you are with the oil company, things will work. Sometimes the oil company retrenches more than 1,000 staff in 1 year. And most people become bankrupt that year. People working with the oil company. A friend of mine works with ExxonMobil. He's in Houston, Texas. During the COVID, they retrenched more than 1,500 staff. Some of them had to run from America back to Nigeria. Why? Because it is foolishness to depend on the systems of this world. It may look robust. When you get there, you discover there is nothing there. So God began to show us the folly in depending on the systems of this world. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 from verse 1 to 6. Let me read that so that I will show you a few things quickly. This is how we prevail in life. This is how we win. He said, cast thy bread upon the waters. You will find it after many days. By what technology will the bread come back? That means when you give, it doesn't leave you. It returns when you need it. And it returns at the most strategic moment of your life. You may give 1,000 naira. And because you gave that 1,000 naira, your wife is supposed to die during labor. That 1,000 naira will return as deliverance power. That's what he's talking. Because the water is the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is the one that determines the nature of return that you have. He said you will have it after many days. And he said it's not only so. He said give a portion to 7. Give a portion to 8. For you know not the evil that will come upon the earth. What is he telling you? Even if the foundation of the earth fail, there are men that will succeed. That's why during the lockdown, some people were prospering. During the lockdown, that people were committing suicide. People were prospering. A man of God said he bought jet during the lockdown. And people began to castigate him because he made a statement. You know, what people try to do is that they look for you when you make an unguided statement. And then they want to crucify you. But everyone that listened to that, he knows that was not his point. His point was not that he was happy during the lockdown. His point was that he was encouraging people that there is a mystery that if you stand upon, even if the earth crumble, you will succeed. That was the point he was making. And this is what the Bible is saying. Even if the earth fails, there are men that will succeed. It doesn't matter. There can be an earthquake in BSU, God forbid. But there are people that will succeed. Because their prosperity is not tied to the salary from BSU. Their prosperity comes from a rain that does not collapse. He said if the clouds be full of rain. So when the man is giving, you think he gave to an altar. You think he gave to the poor. You think he gave to... He said, as you do not know the workings of the Spirit of God, neither how bones are formed in the womb of her that is with child. He says, so you do not know the ways of God. What is he telling you? That means when you begin to carry out this activity, your life becomes supernatural. So you may not have a capital, but you will start the business notwithstanding. You may not have a human connection. You may start it notwithstanding. So every indices that is legitimate for prosperity may not be in your life. He said, but the same way the bones are formed without raw material, but it's the working of the spirit. He said, that is how your life will become. There is something a man does that he becomes in. This is what prosperity is. Prosperity is not what you have in an account. Prosperity is a power on your inside that makes anything you touch to begin to work. The church may be dry. You read the story of John G. Lake. Church was dead in South Africa. And the pastor was to travel for 2 weeks. And he said to handle the church for 2 weeks. When the pastor came, he didn't know his church. All of a sudden, there were overflows everywhere. All of a sudden, the man, in 1 year, he ordained over 700 pastors. He planted over 1,000 churches in South Africa. 4 years. How did it happen? It is prosperity. Anything he touched prosper. And it's not because he's a preacher. If that man begins to sell pure water, even if there are 30 pure water companies, somewhere, somehow, as you do not know how the bones are formed, somehow, his own pure water business will prosper. So, you see, people do a lot of competing. If somebody is doing something, it's working, they want to do it. The thing is not working because of what is done. The thing is working because of who is doing it. It's who is doing it that's making it work. That's why I see many people. I won't say some things. It will sound sarcastic. Because the brother is doing it and everybody is running to him. You go and murder the same thing and you change the title a little bit. You will be there frustrated for a long time. Because that thing was a precipitate of a mystery. As thou knowest not how bones are formed in the womb of her that is returned. So when a believer wants to do something, he's not thinking how will it work. He knows it will work. No matter what I do, it will work. That's why I wait for God to tell me what to do. It's because anything I do works, that's why I wait on God. Because if I start even the wrong thing, it will work. The reason I'm careful is not because it may not work. The reason I'm careful is because anything I do work. So I'm careful not to start the wrong thing. Because even if I start the wrong thing, it will work. There's a mystery that powers me. If I stop preaching now and I start selling pure water, it will be global. Have you not noticed? Even this gospel we are preaching, there are some people that if they start opening scripture, you will say, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. But they have been opening that scripture like that for 30 years. See, the church, Reverend, started in 5 months. Look around you. You must know that there is something called, as thou knowest not how the bones are formed in the womb of her that is returned. Even people who have been pastors in this state for 20 years, they now come and say, ah, how come? What is happening here? As thou knowest not how the bones are formed. But the power that activates that mystery is what? Is when you give. You introduce the God element into your life. My friends told me when I was on campus, it is, if I have exam, don't practice this. No, I won't share it. I have exam by 12. By 8 o'clock, I wake up. I say, where is that lecture note? I look at the lecture. Don't practice this. I look at the lecture note. And as I'm seeing the lecture note, I just know where the man will ask questions from. And I pick all those places. And I read it. The note I form, others will carry it and start memorizing it. If we go to the exam hall, 4 out of 5 questions will come from what I picked. I graduated with 4 points. Above 4 points, I was not reading like every other person. If I was a nerd, it would have been terrible. I can do many things at the same time. All of them will work. Reverend has been with me. He knows me. Sometimes I'm coming for a meeting. I prayed, but I forgot about the theme of the meeting. So when I now come, I say, Owina, check that poster. Wait till be the theme of that meeting. Wait, don't practice it. See, the thing is, what I have bodies. I have bodies. Sometimes I can be in God's presence doing my thing, until I have to go for the meeting. So when we go for the meeting, I say, check the poster. Wait till be the theme. You now say, they say, in the day of thy power. So we now enter the meeting. As I stand there, then that power begins to walk on my inside. The power begins to walk. The power begins to walk. And people will come and say, ah, which book do you read? How did you? I didn't read any book. The oracles are in heaven. As thou knowest not. You can be in the market and suddenly you say, Kai, I'm selling shoes. Let me start selling belt. You don't even know how. But you bring belt and 1 week all the belts are bought. And then you do it in 2 months. And then when you are stopping from that brand of business, people now say, faithfulness is selling belt. Belt is the one working. It's when you were leaving belt that they were entering. So the ones they bought now will be the leftover. They will keep it in the store for 2 years. Because the God element is not there. The God element can become an ability. It can become a wisdom. It can become direction. But by all means, it will be activated. And what activates it is what? It's your giving. He said, when you give, God will cause. God will provoke. God will necessitate. Many people don't know why their life don't work. Your life don't work because you neglect the mysteries that are to your advantage. If you knew what your 1,000 could buy for you, you will not use it for a recharge card. You can use 1,000 to buy your future. You can use 1,000 to buy rest in your family. Rest. Just because at the Kairos moment, you gave that 1,000. Meanwhile, that 1,000 was not much, but it was your all. And because you gave it, God say, you will not miss your wife. And then you had 10 girls to pick from. You are confused. But because of that 1,000, God will cause your eyes to open. Because you gave that your 500 that you would have used for data for 1 week. All of a sudden, God tells you, when it's time for marriage, your husband will come. And then when you're about to get married, the guy is a naval officer in California. All of a sudden, he says, no, he wants to go and see his mother. I have not seen my mother for 15 years. Why am I so wicked? Why am I? He cried for 2 hours and say, Kai, what have I done to my mother? I have been so wicked to my mother. He now calls the mom and says, he's coming. He thinks he's coming to see his mother. Meanwhile, your CD is activated. The afternoon, you strolled out of the house just to buy chewing gum. That's when the guy is driving to see the mother. Now stop, who is this? Your 500 is what paid his flight ticket from California. It's called a mystery. God will cause. You don't know the weight of that word. When the Bible says God will make, something will make God, something will compare God. You don't want to see when God is compelled. It will embarrass you with blessings. If God is compelled, imagine if a millionaire is compelled to bless you. He can change your life in one day. Then when God is compelled, things happen around you and people are looking at you, they are jealous. It was Apostle Selman that said, pity the people too. Every time it's you, every time it's you, at least the people have the right to be jealous. They say, he's going to London, you are the one. He's going to the US, you are the one. They say, there is an alert, you are the one. They say there's an anointing, you are the one. They say there's a breakthrough. Every time, faith or ita, faith or abba. From AIT to CNN to BBC, and you are saying, come, are we not doing business as well? There's a mystery. So when people jealous you sometimes, allow them. At least that will help their heart. Don't be wicked. Every time you are the one, haba. But this is the secret. It looks simple, but this is the secret. You know, most times when we talk deep things, people are carried away. They are talking portal, they are talking dimension. Those ones are our secret experience with God. But what makes us win in this world, they may not be so deep. They may be basic principles. You can be strong in heaven, but weak on earth. What makes you strong on earth is when you master truths like this and you apply them. The second thing this kind of giving does is that it brings you into spiritual synergy. Can I tell you something? The day we fall is the day living faith we fall. The day we fall is the day Christ Embassy we fall. The day we fall is the day remnant we fall. Do you know why? I have compelled them to provide covering for me. They don't have a choice. Whenever you give into a spiritual system, by reason of divine law, you become an heir of that system. In Matthew 10:40, it says, if you give to a prophet, in the name of a prophet, it didn't say you will receive the prophet's blessings. It says you will receive the prophet's reward. What makes that person a prophet becomes your inheritance. Every time God prompts you to give to a system, what is making you is that he is bringing you into a synergistic partnership. So the things that work for that system begin to work for you. You may not know why things are working for you, but you connected to a system and the angels of that commission add your name to their register. So when God is sending a blessing to that ministry, you are part of it. So they are celebrating that they want to start 200 churches. Is it 200? Now 1,400 churches. And they have 200 billion on ground. When God was blessing them to start that church, God was blessing you too. Because you are in their register. You have connected to that inheritance. So giving empowers you beyond your imagination. Meanwhile, what took them to that level may take 30 years of sacrifice. If I want to use 30 years to sacrifice before I begin to prosper, when will I marry? If I need 30 years to pay the price, you know, we talk about pay the price. You see a man raising cripples, and then you will pay the price. Do you know how many years that man fasted on the mountain? Nowadays, there are no mountains again. In their days, it was easy to go to the mountain. Now, you can't even find mountains. You go to the mountain, you will have partnership with Fulani Hesman. In their days, it was easy to go to the mountain. Now you can't go to the mountain. But there's a way to go to the mountain. If you connect to that grace by giving, you too have gone to the mountain. So the things God promised them on the mountain becomes your promise. That's the prophet's reward. What the prophet carries becomes your inheritance. So if Bishop Oedipo is sharing testimony that he fasted for 1 year and cut blood, I say, me too, I fasted for 1 year and cough blood. Because when I gave to him and he received it, the benefit of that 1 year fast becomes my benefit. So I don't need to cough blood to walk in his dominion. I walk naturally in it. And I've seen things happen in my life that I know I don't have faith for. I know like I know my name that I don't have faith for it. All of a sudden things are working. People are wondering what's happening. That's why it's a waste of time for people to want to bring you down. Because when they are fighting you, they think it's this small boy they are fighting. They don't know that when they are fighting you, it's Living Faith they are fighting. It's Christ Embassy they are fighting. It's Remnant they are fighting. So you are fighting 20 ministries because I'm connected to 20 ministries. I've given to Idi Adeboye. Everybody rising that you know have sown into their lives. Even Shatter of Glory here, I've sown into Shatter of Glory. Most of you are church members here. I've given here more than you. I have a portion on this altar. See this altar I'm preaching on. I've given for it. Unless I don't see it, I'm part of it. So when you are doing your vigil here every Friday, what you don't know is that you are praying for Apostle Mike. I am on this altar. I am here. When you say, Lord, bless New Nation, you don't know that you are saying, Lord, bless Apostle Mike. I'm part of New Nation. You may come here every Sunday, but I'm more part of it than you are. People don't know mysteries. Every Sunday I attend 20 churches. You know why? Because my seed is there. So when God is blessing the people, he's blessing me. That's why I can sit down and I'm being blessed. When I'm walking, I'm being blessed. When I'm sleeping, I'm being blessed. When I'm doing anything, I'm being blessed. And then you come, you say, some people will fall, they can't. It's spiritual intelligence. When you give, you are buying a future for yourself. Some of you may not be able to give to Dunamis. You may not be able to give to Living Faith. You may not be able to give to Christ Embassy. Meanwhile, when you gave here, this place gave to Dunamis. This place gave to Living Faith. This place gave to Christ Embassy. So you sit down and you say, well, I gave to New Nation. Is New Nation partnering with Living Faith? Okay, I'm partnering with Living Faith. Because your understanding will deliver it to you. This is why we do what we do deliberately. This is our advantage in this kingdom. This is our advantage. And over time, you will notice that that thing that you were doing from a distance, God will bring you there to participate in it. So 2 weeks ago, I was sitting with Bishop Oedipo's son in Canaan land, and we talked for 2 hours. You know why? I'm part of that kingdom. I'm not a stranger there. I'm part of that inheritance. These are men become mighty. You want people to be wowed at your progress. Your root must be many. And one of the ways to achieve that is by giving. The third way is by God himself noising you abroad. In Zechariah 1:17, he says, cry out loud, saying, my kingdom through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. I was meditating on this scripture and the Holy Ghost told me something. He said, when he said prosperity, my kingdom, he said he's not just referring to a church. He said he's referring to the individual that carries God. He's referring to the assignment of God on the face of the earth. And he's referring to every system that represents God. The individual that carries God, God's agenda of the face of the earth, and every system that represents God. How does his kingdom spread abroad through your life? When you begin to do this, something happens with you. There is a dimension of anointing you will never fast to get. There's a dimension of grace you will never enter. But when you begin to give, something will happen. That grace will begin to flow out through you. Because when you begin to give, you are causing God's kingdom to prosper. And you are part of God's kingdom. So you are a preacher. You need gift of word of knowledge. And it's not there. You don't know anybody that will impart you with it. But God's kingdom has to spread abroad. So when you step out, if there is need for word of knowledge, all of a sudden, you begin to flow in word of knowledge. Why? Because God wants his kingdom to spread abroad. And that's the channel for the kingdom to spread abroad. That's why in 2 Corinthians 9:7, it says he will cause all grace to abound. Unto who? Unto the cheerful giver. There is only one scripture. No, two scriptures in which God promised all grace. One of it is 2 Corinthians 9:7. The man that walks in all grace is the man that gives. That is the kingdom of God spreading abroad. If you want to walk in all grace, you know, I was so hungry for anointing. Anybody that has anything, I rush and sow something. If I see somebody with something, I say, impart me, let me receive something. Because I don't know when I will need it until I found this scripture. And the Lord told me one thing that makes... You know, I was teaching. You see that my voice is gone. And usually when my voice is gone, it's difficult for me to ascend. So I need a lot of things to help me. I was teaching yesterday evening at a church. And I didn't have utterance. I struggled. And I told the people that, sorry, I don't have utterance. I want to change this place now. And they looked at me like this. Because people were dozing off like... I said, sorry, I don't have utterance. I want to change this place now. And they were like, what was he talking about? And I turned to come on after. I lifted the song. In 2 minutes, they were heaping people on people. They were. It looked as if a thunderbolt hit the building. Before, I would need to preach and go very high to be able to stir something. But I found somebody that when they come for a meeting, even when they say, Holy Spirit. He has not started preaching. Everywhere scatter. I say, okay. This man has it as an inheritance. So I sleep with a seed and plug it. So anytime in a meeting, even if it's a vigil and people are sleeping, if I come up, I say, Jesus, unless I don't want to, if I want it, the moment I desire it, it begins to happen. It causes all grace to abound. There are certain men that let me not give that example. What is that grace you are looking for? Some of the graces you are looking for, the man that has it is in the U.S. You want the Holy Ghost to sweep through your meetings. But the people who work in it are in the United States. You don't know how you meet Benny Hinn. You don't know how you meet Alexander Bisoni. And then you sit here, you are fasting. You have fasted and prayed for 3 years. And this thing is still not happening. There is a way to cause all grace to abound. It is through your seed. And you will need that grace for your ministry to go high. How will you do it? You are an excellent teacher of the gospel, but people are not only interested in teaching. All of a sudden you are teaching, the cripple is coming, the blind is coming, the deaf is coming. And then you are like, what do I do? When you finish teaching, the people are waiting for the next thing. And then the next thing is not coming forth. Because the man that carried the next thing is in Lagos. Will you go and serve that man for 5 years to have it? No, there's a shortcut. He said, when you give, you cause all grace to abound. Some of us, our families, people don't succeed. Your grandfather had a bicycle. Your father had a bike. And that bike your father has, sometimes his brother comes to borrow it. Because the bike is the family property. And now, you are 30 years old. You have left the university. And the way it's going, it looks as if even you, that bike, you may never buy it. And then you are saving your 1,000, your 2,000, you are praying in tongues for 5 hours. You are hoping that one day something will happen. Things don't happen like that. When I check my life, I thank God for my father. But I saw a lot of things that I needed that he didn't have. So I started looking for other fathers that had it. And when you begin to plug into it, a cord is connected to your life. If you are proud, you will never go far. There is something that causes all grace to abound. And there is nothing new under the sun. What you are doing now, somebody else has done it and succeeded. The fastest way to get it is to find that person and to plug to it. When we give, we are being blessed. We are not blessing a people. We are not blessing a ministry. We are being blessed every time we give. So the first thing giving does is that it creates a system of empowerment for you. A system of empowerment that makes you to prosper in whatever you do. You may not be a preacher, but you need an anointing to excel. Your giving will make it happen. Many people, I hear a lot of testimony here, man of God. Many people come to school, they were on tutu. But they connected to you, and after a while, they start making first class GPAs. And they end up graduating with 2-1. They didn't know what happened all of a sudden, that their lives turned around. You have trapped that dimension. So anybody that honors it through giving, it naturally flows in the person's life. You don't know why you go to the exam hall and you just remember things. But why was it not happening in your first year? Why was it not happening in your second year? And then sometimes people get arrogant. They say they are intelligent. That's why. There are mysteries in this kingdom. There are mysteries in this kingdom. These are men prosper. I am connected to too many men to fall. I'm connected to too many men. And I'm not ashamed to honor them publicly. I saw Dr. King Umudu when he was building his house. My house was closed there in a rented place. Rented apartment. And when I saw him that morning, I saw him late. They were already standing by the road. They wanted to go. I was running to him and putting the button of my shirt. When he saw me coming, he looked like a madman. I was not on the mountain praying. I saw a system of prosperity. And I was rushing towards him, putting the button. And when he saw me, and when I came to him, I knelt down on the road and gave him a seat. Ah! He looked at me and said, who taught this boy this thing? And then he put his hand on me. What he said that day, I doubt if he has prayed it for his son. Because he didn't know where it came from. I provoked something in the recess of his soul. He felt humbled at the honor. A stranger ran to kneel down before me on an express road and gave me, who is this? You know, when Jacob brought the venison to Isaac, he said, I smell the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. His spiritual senses were activated. The man poured out his heart. Today I have too many lands. As in every day they are buying lands for me. And I'm receiving them as a gift. Somebody came for contact. He said, I came to see you. I said, why? He said, I bought a land for you in Gwarimpa. He said, please come and take it. They were troubling me. I went to Abuja. I didn't even have time to go and see the land. Have I been in ministry for 30 years? No. But I have a system of shortcut. And when the guy took me to the land, he said, there are 3 plots. Please pick anyone you want. And when I picked the land, he said, please come, I want to show you an estate. And he took me to the estate. He said, this estate, they are giving this estate out for people to pay us a mortgage system. That means you can pay little amount at rest You don't need to struggle. And he said, this one, the estate was worth over 70 million. What do they want to do? They want to get it from me and pay for mortgage. Do you know what it takes to save that amount of money? Do you know? But I saw a man who was building with ease. I rushed and connected. I connected and, man of God, my, don't record this, cut it off. If I show you my land in Welfare Quarter, it's bigger than 3 football fields. I saw a man that had something, and I'm not thinking about it. It's happening with ease, unless I don't say I need it. If I say it, if I, as I'm preaching now, if I want to experiment, I will carry my phone and say, Lord, I need money. Before I finish preaching, I'll show you an alert. These are men prosper. It's not only by praying and fasting. You will fast and pray for a long time. Prayer has what he answers to in this kingdom. Fasting has what he answers to in this kingdom. I was in my house. I laid down. I had no plan. Because I'm not moved about getting things for myself. Reverend knows me. I sat down at home. They drove jeeps and came and parked in my house too. When nothing was happening in the world, they drove it. In fact, the second one, they didn't want to call me. The guy used Google Map to trace my house and they brought it. And they said, where is Mike? He asked people, they now knocked on my door. When I saw him, I said, ah, what are you doing? You are in Lagos. He says, sir, I have a message for you. And when I strolled out, I thought somebody brought sugar cane. My brother, mysteries is what makes the difference in this kingdom. The key that you are operating in this kingdom is the key of the mystery you are functioning from. You can be on campus and be a millionaire. On campus, not working, you'll be a millionaire. A wisdom will come to you that even your professors that have been there for 30 years, they will not see it. I'm showing you something that makes things work. How much do you give? Sometimes 1,000. Sometimes 2,000. But you kept giving. You kept giving. Because they give a portion to several. Give a portion to eight. You do not know. You don't know the one that will work. So you keep giving. You keep giving. Every time they move, the Spirit of God move, you keep giving. People look at you and say, who is this foolish person? And then tomorrow, all of a sudden, your life begins to rise. And they look at you, they say, ah, what manner of speed is this? You bought that speed 5 years ago. I came from a very poor background. I'm the first person that spoke in tongue in my lineage. I know if it's by stature, maybe it's my grandchildren that will make impact. Because when I saw the work that I needed to do, one of the days I was praying, the Holy Ghost opened my eyes and the wall of my house disappeared. And I saw two creatures. One of them was like a corpse that was exhumed from the grave. I could see through the body because it was decayed. And the other one had many horns, dry like a tree. And God told me, these are the two principalities that regulate the destiny of men in your family. And suddenly, my room moved into my compound in the village. And I saw everything. How did I come here? It was so real. I was wondering, how did I appear here? What's happening here? And God spoke to me. He said, the power and the forces they use to enslave people is drunkenness, is pride, is immorality, is lies. He said, if you violate these things, if you can keep yourself from these things, you will be great. I came back, I wanted to battle with lies. I started a fast. I said, let me deal with lying first. The more I started praying, the more I became intelligent with lies. Sometimes when I'm up, I say it before I realize I've lied. I was quicker. The lying speed was quicker than my thinking faculty. And I discover, before God deal with this matter, it may take time. It may take a while. Then the pride, oh, even now I'm still struggling with it. So imagine, I'm still struggling with pride as I'm talking to you now. Sometimes I stand in a certain way and the Holy Ghost say, look at you. People think you are worshiping. Say, no, I'm sorry. So, even though I'm deliberately doing some things so that to humble me, when I finish doing that thing, I will do another one. He said, look at you. Even the way I'm teaching, sometimes I start teaching and I know I have superior wisdom. And then I begin to walk like this. And then the Holy Ghost says, see you. I will now stop and start. Hey Lord, help me. If I was waiting to conquer those things, sir, I will be 60 years and still struggling. I now began to look for mysteries that will help me to prosper while God is dealing with me. If God will prosper me when I finish my dealing, it may be my grandchildren. Because Abraham lied. Isaac lied. Jacob lied. Abraham loved fair women. Isaac loved fair women. Jacob loved fair women. It may take 3 generations for the dealing to be complete. I notice everything my father does, I do it. And I'll say, God, help me. So I've submitted to the dealing of the Holy Spirit. But while God is dealing with me, I'm doing other things. Because I would have preached in Makurdi for 40 years before they know about me in Abuja. Because that may be the time my dealing will be complete. I can't wait for that long to make impact. So God should be working on me while things are happening. You know, some people are very pliable in the hands of God. If God speaks, they obey immediately. Some of us, it takes time. I've noticed that it takes time for me to obey God. Sometimes I beg Him. Sometimes He even has to allow me to go through an embarrassing situation for me to bend. That's why we take advantage of mysteries. He causes all grace to abound. You need to be great to make the kingdom great. But for you to be great, these are some of the mysteries. If Reverend was only preaching and praying, the church won't grow. I assure you. There is a dimension that money will make happen. He said, money answereth all things. There are people following you now from all around the world. It's not just prayer and fasting that make it happen. There is a camera that streams it. There is data that is bought. If this your altar was a... When you wear suit like this, some people hear you. Don't spiritualize it. When you go online and you see a preacher with jeans and t-shirt, do you click it? How many preachers with jeans and t-shirt praying in tongues loud in a dark altar? And you go and join and say, these people are on fire. How many of such preachers do you click? Everybody you click to watch, you check a stage, you see him well, decently dressed. And ask, what's this person saying? You don't know that you are programmed for excellence. It's money that makes it happen. So when God wants to beautify your life, one of the things He does, He gives you money. And if God wants to beautify His kingdom, He gives money to His people. And the way He does it is by giving. A lot of people who are your senior brothers in this kingdom, after 5 years, you become bigger than them by applying this principle. They will not know why. They may come out and say, God is humbling us. But in their heart, they know it's a lie. Because if God is humbling you, why are you laboring? If God is humbling you, why are you striving to excel? Why don't you sit down and obey the humility and the dealings of God? It's a lie. This is your advantage. My time is gone. I had 4 points, but let me stop here so that we can shift small. These ones I've shared, go and practice it. There's another kind of witness. This is a witness of the world. There's a witness of energy. There are some energies that when emitted will hit you. It will be stronger than what you heard. I want us to do the energy witness a bit because I have 10 minutes. Are you ready to receive that? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Ah. worry. Go on.
Just sit down and receive. African, I can sense it now. Ha 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 I know when they come. I know. They are here, and the movements have begun.
You are higher than the
high. Ha ha! Tabake! Omele kasiya chanaya! Olokaya! They are here! The angels of the presence! Oh! Three of you are about to step into angelic ministry. He said concerning Jesus, he said, and the angels came and helped him. There are three of you now. You are about to step into angelic ministry. Holy Ghost. Alakida, Sevanai, Patekizo, Salavende, Man of God. Are you willing to send missionaries? Because that's what they came to do, is to mobilize people for missions. The arrowheads that will take the presence of the ministry to the nations of the world. Holy Ghost, the arrowheads. Barakia. I come to you as one that has sent mercy of the Lord. There are Testaveni, Achilia, Leandia Kibanata, Abigale, Aperiando Zabak, Borando Sidaya. Blood like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Cover us with wind. Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wind.
Blow like a mighty wind.
Spirit of victory, cover us with your wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wind. Jesus, I've not started impartation. We are just enjoying the atmosphere. We are just enjoying. But you see, except I am not sent as an apostle, there are 12 of you now that the hand of God is about to come upon. You will affect this world. Hear me. The hand of God will be so mighty on you that your eyes will look as if you are the sun. You will affect this world. Father, in the name of Jesus, if I were you, I'll be sensitive now, because the angels will pick you at random. Angels of the presence, mark them now. Holy Ghost, the time of ordination has come. Everyone, you have given a global mandate that is lost in this congregation now. Father, touch them, touch. 12 of them. 12 apostles to the nations. Holy Ghost, touch them. Holy Ghost, touch them. Holy Ghost, touch them. Parakira, Panask, Pataka, Stavak, 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 Stavak. Ole Kesetami, Eperianda Tinabale. Touch. The wind of the Spirit comes upon you. The Lord raises men that will shift this world from new nation this morning. There's a second layer. There's a second layer. Okay, stop. Let's be calm. Sometimes when you get rowdy, it looks as if it's an emotional thing. Angels will begin to mark men now. Now. Listen, if you like, sit down and cross your leg. If you are part of those I'm talking about, from where you are sitting,
He will pick you and throw you away. Because that force will come upon you as a prophetic sign. Father, 12 men that are about to change this world. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! He's picking them now. There are 3 people coming under the power. Violently! Violently! I saw a club by my own house. And I knew we needed men of power. Because most of the Christian girls in those clubs are church members. I looked at them and I said, no, Lord, we need power. I was just watching what was happening. I said, what is this? The days of Finney must return. The days of John Wesley must return. We can't pray in tongues in churches alone. We must take the systems of this world. And this morning, somebody is receiving that fire. Your tongue is about to be coated with fire. Your tongue is about to be coated with fire. Your tongue, 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 your tongue. I'm seeing somebody, your whole body is set on fire. Your body will literally begin to burn. You are becoming an inflammable device. From where you are sitting there, your head, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you are coming under the influence of the fire of the Holy Ghost. And as I speak now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I release that impartation. What I'm doing this morning is not emotion-based. That's why you may not feel like it. But something will be happening that will contradict your emotion. I say somebody comes under the influence of fire. Now! 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 I'm seeing a strange vision. I'm seeing a young man. This person is wearing something like a white shirt. His mouth is open and they are pouring liquid fire. Liquid fire. And I could see the fire literally running down through his throat and settling in his tummy. And it was increasing and coming out. And as this man opens his mouth to speak, he breathes fire. He breathes fire. And I say, what is this? And the Lord says, he is raising one of the brightest revivalists of this generation from among us. Help that brother so he's not injured. a strange fire. You literally drank fire and you began to spit fire. I'm still a young man wearing white. You come under the anointing. And as I speak, that the hand of God comes upon that young man. Ushers, bring him here for me. That's the vision I saw. Listen, it may not even be the guy with white, because it may be an allegorical vision. But it will happen as a sign. Please, if I were you, don't be distracted. Don't look at me. Focus. Something is happening now. You may think it's a joke. After 5 years, you will see the difference. That's how all of us were pursuing God. Some people thought we were joking. After 5 years, the difference is beginning to show. The hand of God has come upon this one as a sign. Lift your hands toward heaven. God is setting people on fire. God is setting people on fire. Somebody's tongue is being taught with a coal of fire. Somebody's tongue. You are going to begin to pray very loud. You can't control it. Very loud. Very loud. You can't control it. Sister Faith, look at me. I shift you in the spirit. I shift you. I bring a higher measure of the apostolic witness upon your life. I come to you by the rod of a higher priesthood. I say, move forward. I alter your possibilities in the spirit. Reverend, this service is a service of fire. I'm telling you, I'm seeing people being clothed with new garments. Suddenly, their garments are being changed and they are burning. They are burning. It's not a fabric, it's a garment of fire. I'm seeing people's garments change in the spirit. And right now, what happens to the spirit, I make it happen here. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive a fresh baptism. Receive a fresh baptism. Can we just be calm for a second? I'm trying to couple everything together so it doesn't just get unnecessarily rowdy. Listen to me. Most of you, your garments are being changed. There isn't distractions. There isn't sin. There isn't sickness comes to perch on you. And you keep struggling. You keep struggling. It's because your garment is stained. God wants to clothe people with fiery garments. You'll become a terror to the demonic. You'll become a terror. And you may not look like it. You may not even be a pastor. You may not know how to pray for long. But this garment will bring that baptism upon you. Father. Oh, I'm seeing two people bursting into tears. It's just happening in the spirit. They are bursting. Crying loud in the spirit. It's so loud I can hear it. Bursting forth in the spirit. Father. Everyone, you are giving a fresh garment this morning. You know, Christians are emotional people. They want me to stir their emotion and say things that will make them chat. You missed God this morning. Father, everyone receiving this fresh garment, let it rest on them now. Stay calm, stay calm, stay calm. The angels will begin to clothe people. The angels will clothe people. See, I'm seeing somebody running. I'm seeing somebody. What is coming upon him is so heavy. He's running. He's... Help the sister so she doesn't injure herself. I'm seeing somebody running, literally. Running. She can't even stand. Those who are already on the floor, just help them. This is how God raises men. He said, and the temple kept growing by the prophesying of Zechariah, the son of Iddo. Isaiah, the son of Iddo. This is how God raises men. Some of you addictions are being poured from your soul. Addictions. You are addicted to things you are ashamed of. It's leaving you now. Addictions. Addictions. Who is this young man I'm seeing now? No, don't play. Don't play anything. Don't play. I don't want to. Hey! As I say, don't play. I'm hearing now. I say, play this song. They say, I will tell you the song. And then somebody will receive an impartation. I'm seeing a young fellow here. Your mind was stolen. They carried your brain. You are very intelligent and smart, but you can't pass any exam. They removed your brain and they kept it somewhere. You know you are very smart. Meanwhile, it's not just about your exam. You are a prophet. You see things, they come to pass. But your destiny is being slowed down. I will sing a song now, and the fire of God will fall on you. Play for me. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing. Just play for me on the keyboard. Can you play it on strings? Thank you.
you are sick in your body, just place your hands on your chest. Let me pray with you now. I'm seeing a lady. You are wearing a yellow dress. That's the vision I'm seeing in the spirit. And you had issues with stomach pain. This pain, it keeps coming. You're the one, come. Wearing a yellow dress, you've been having this pain. Come up. Just come up. Let me remove it from you. The devil wants to tamper with your fertility. Place your hands there quickly. Let me pray with you now. Out! Go! Never to return. Who is that person wearing something like a black gown? Does that challenge with? Is it your premolar or molar teeth now? There's been this pain in one of your teeth. I say tooth now. I saw it like a flash. You are wearing something black. There's been this pain. Who's the person? I saw a lady. Come. See, I've seen a lady, I've seen somebody with black. I saw a lady with black. Is this challenge? Is the pain still there? Yes, I saw that. Is it somewhere? Yes. Go! Go! Is your still there? Go! And remove that pain. I'm seeing a young man, you are wearing something like cotton color. And you have this challenge with your truth. There's this pain somewhere around your throat. I'm seeing these things, they are coming very fast. I'm just trying to keep it calm to address these matters before I start. Is there a young man like that here? Just help the sister. I'm seeing there's this pain somewhere around your throat. Oh, there are people online. I saw a quick vision. Somebody's wearing a cotton colored dress. You are a male. There's pain somewhere. Is that person in the hall? So I deal with those issues. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. To the Lord.
Hallelujah. To the
sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
You know, the devil is so wicked. Sometimes the devil does things to people that it's even so embarrassing to seek help. So embarrassing to seek help. God is healing a young lady here. God, even the preacher is hard for me to say it. It's a burden. The Lord is healing a young lady here. This person is wearing a bluish attire. And I'm seeing this person, you have an infection with your private organ. There's excruciating itching. And sometimes there's a liquid flowing out, so uncomfortable. It's so embarrassing, you can't even tell anybody. And I wouldn't want to call the person out. But just place your hand on your tummy. Let me pray. Let me pray for the sick as we round up. But that person is healed. That person is healed. That person is healed. Come on, Lafayette, play for me. You are trusting God for healing. Place your hand on your tummy. You are trusting God for someone. Healing for someone. Place your hands and connect your faith to the person. You see, come and laugh now. See, come and laugh. See, come and laugh. I'm seeing somebody, you are wearing a black dress.
Your heart is shaking. Your heart. Your heart shakes. It's a heart condition. It skips and palpitates. And sometimes it casts fainting spells on you. Who's the person? This one is not, it's not embarrassing. Who's the person? Heart palpitation. You're wearing something that's black. There's a black part of it. To the one. Why am I seeing your trouble? Not your. Put your hand on your chest. Is the heart shaking now? You came. Okay, you are an usher. It casts fainting spells on you. Please pray in tongues for these keyboardists. Stretch your hand in this direction and pray for the keyboard. Don't mind me. I can't help but laugh. I cause affliction from your body. Out, you devil! Out! Out! Leave him. Leave him. Leave him. Leave him. You know, sometimes the reason God gives us these words of knowledge is because some people can't receive when you make a decree. So God helps their faith, literally. That's what happens. You are sick in your body, place your hands now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, there are no sick people here. Reverend, we don't have sick people here. I thought there were sick people. In the name of Jesus. I arrest the spirit of infirmity. Right now, I seize your authority over them. Now, out of their bodies, I command pains, go from them. I command affliction, leave them now. Chains, break. I release the life of God. 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 I command every condition of sickness here now be healed. Now be healed. Now be healed. Now be healed. In the name of Jesus. Check your bodies. And find God has done something for you already. Check your bodies quickly. We're out of time.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you have a seat in God's presence? Without doubt, we've all been immensely blessed this morning. Praise the Lord Jesus. This afternoon, rather. I told you earlier that we will not rush out of God's presence this morning. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Have you been blessed this morning? Give the Lord a big clap offering.